This podcast replay is brought to you by AccidentLawFirm.com. For truck, motorcycle, and rideshare accidents, call Bobby Nunez, 305-444-4407. AccidentLawFirm.com.
Ah, you're feeling invincible? I know I am. It's a beautiful thing. So how are we feeling this weekend? How are we feeling on Sunday? Right? I mean, this is one of those games that I would actually like to be in the stands for, I got to tell you. Because the fact that you're going to have partial fan base that's literally rooting against the team. Think about that. So you got people sitting in the stands rooting for a fumble and interception for their team. Not that they want them to force a fumble or an interception. We're going to have fans that if they win on Sunday, if by some miracle they win, which they really should not win, they really shouldn't. The only reason we all have, some of us at least, I'm sorry, not we, all, some of us have some hope, which I'm one of them. I'm one of the guys that has that hope that, if it's going to happen, you're going to have people that are going to be pissed off about it. Think about that. They're going to be walking out of the place pissed off that they won. How weird is that? You're going to have Dolphins high-fiving each other that they're happy, like I would be happy. Okay, on Sunday, if somehow or another they do win, I'm going to have a smile on my face. I'm going to go, wow, this is pretty amazing. Because, see, I'm going to look at it the other way. I'm going to go, man, Brian Flores and his staff, that's pretty good, dude. That's pretty good. They don't have a lot of talent on that team. And they went and beat a team that I know they're not special, but Washington has way more talent than Miami. And if the Miami offense was able to move the ball, and Washington's defense is pretty good. Go look at the names on that defense. They got some players on that defense. That's actually a decent defense. It should be a really good defense in this league, actually. If you look at the players that they have, they should be pretty good. And so Miami really has no business winning that game. So for me, I'm going to say, okay, wait a minute. This guy coached it up and schemed it up to beat a team that's better than them. That's pretty impressive. Now there's going to be that other fan. Oh, you screwed up the draft. That's it. We're not going to have the number one pick, which it's not true. They still could easily have the number one pick because there's plenty more games left. The one thing that I will say, and I've mentioned it a couple times already, if by some miracle they win on Sunday, okay, I want to hear, I want to see, I want to read all those people that said that the Dolphins are tanking. I want them to all say we were wrong. Because they're already wrong anyway, because it's really not tanking. They're resetting the franchise. They're not sitting there going, okay, how can we lose this week? No, it's not the woman that owns the baseball team in Major League. That's not what's going on here, okay? But if they're coaching up the players, and the players are improving, and they actually improve to the point with less talent than anyone else in the NFL, that they actually won a game, and that's definitely not tanking. And have you noticed that the ones that accuse Miami of tanking, there's this caveat that they use that comes with it, right? Well, you know, it's the front office. You know, they set up the tanking. I've seen them write that, yeah. I think I read one of the guys is Barry for sure. And it's like, well, you know that of course the players and the coaches aren't trying to tank, but the front office set it up like tanking. Well, if they did, then they would have kept Adam Gase. They would have brought back Cam Cameron. But you're actually, you brought a coaching staff that's going to try. So that's not tanking. So if the front office hired that coaching staff, then it's not tanking. So, and if they coach them up to win, it can't be tanking. Maybe it's because the front office knew a little something about these coaches and said, you know what, they will be good coaches. And maybe they are. And I'm not saying Brian Flores is a good coach. I don't know that yet. I got to see a lot more from Brian Flores over the next 2 years to make a determination on it. But if he wins this week, and that goes a long way in saying maybe that's the right coach. But I love the dynamic of all of this. And look, again, I don't blame some of you out there for rooting against the Dolphins. It's what you think is best for them. You're not rooting. See, that's the other thing. We got to separate church and state here, okay? Those Dolphins, and they are fans, okay, that are rooting against their team, they think they're rooting against them for what's best for them. Remember that.
It's for the better good.
Right. They're not rooting against the Dolphins because they want the Dolphins to go through misery and their fans, and they just want to see a team lose because they hate them and they didn't refund something. They, whatever, I don't know. They got some kind of beef against the team. Okay? No. That's not the case. That's why I'm not one of those guys that gets all bent out of shape for those of you that are rooting against them, because I know your heart is in the right place. I understand that. You want the Dolphins to win as much as I do. You just think that if they lose every game, it's guaranteed that's the best thing for them. And you know what? You might be right. But then again, if they win one game, they still could end up with the number one pick, and it doesn't matter. So I'm not going to lose my mind over this. And listen, in the end, it's Chris Greer's job to fix the team, find the quarterback. He's got 4 billion picks. Find a way to get the quarterback, dude. That's all. So whether they win none, one or two, he still has to go out and get that quarterback. It doesn't matter. So that's what he was hired for. Let him do it. Let's find out if he and the staff can get it done and turn this thing around. But the dynamic is going to be hilarious this weekend. It really is. It's going to be awesome. Because you're just going to see two different sets of Dolphins. Does the tanker, and I mean by the fan, not the team, the fan that's a tanker, does he go to the game? Does he or she want to be at the game? I'm wondering, for those of you out there that might be season ticket holders, send me a tweet at Big O Show or a text on the accidentlawfirm.com text line at 786-322-1105. And what's your mindset as a tanker going to Dolphin games now? Because I wonder, this is what I just thought about this. Some of you out there, and you could tell me, even if you're not a tanker and you're out of games, do we have fans that are openly rooting for the tank? Like celebrating a fumble and celebrating an interception and celebrating a touchdown by the other team? And they're wearing Dolphin jerseys and shirts and hats? Is it that twisted?
Jumping up and down on a pick six.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm wondering those of you, how
that's
fanatical.
That's a twisted thought.
I got to ask, right? I mean, it's something that I got to ask. Because it's a dynamic that we've never seen before. Hopefully, we'll never have to deal with it again. Hopefully, we get a competent football team from here on out, and we never have to cross these roads again. You know, this is just one time I want to do this. I don't really want to do this often.
I could think of a couple times in the last 10 years. We could go back further, but last 10, that we come down to the end of the season, we're looking at 4 or 5 wins. We win one or two games, like week 15 and 16, and it's like, when you're supposed to suck. Like, you be the best at sucking. Don't go and get these two games, and now we're back
right.
at 12 and 13
right.
when we were sitting in 6, 7, 8.
Right, I got you.
You know, and that, I can actually think of a couple times when I was actually, like, pissed off about us winning. Okay? I can.
Okay.
And I'm sure there's a bunch of Dolphin fans that feel the same way. But the way these guys are trying, man, we need some happiness for them. For them, you know what I mean? I feel for those guys.
Yeah, although that's the problem, that it'll be happiness for them, happiness for some fans like me, but it's going to be complete misery for others. I feel bad for those of you out there that are rooting against the Dolphins, and that's your favorite team. I feel, and if they happen to win, I'm going to feel bad for you that you're going to be suffering through all of that. I just...
So the suffering gets compounded with suffering.
Yeah, I just can't join you. I can't do it. I've seen it firsthand how hard coaches and players work, and to want to root against them, unless it's any of the other 31 teams, then I'm good. But this team, I can never do that against the Dolphins. I just can't. And again, like I told you, you have no idea what an incredible accomplishment that win would be for the Dolphins, considering how short they are on talent. The accomplishment would be catastrophic, man. I mean, it's just one of those things that it's just enormous.
We will be talked about all over football circles.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. The teams that are on their those 13 teams that are on their schedule, they have to be so motivated to not lose, because this is maybe one of the all-time worst teams of all time in football. In pro sports, in pro football, there haven't been a lot of teams that are worse than the Miami Dolphins that are right now currently put together.
I guess the first 2 years of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, okay?
It's pretty close.
I think they had one win.
Yeah, one in 26, I want to say.
Right?
One in 27.
We have been compared to them. You know, John McKay, the coach from USC.
Yes, USC.
One of my favorite quotes, we don't seem to be able to win a game at home. Can't seem to win a game on the road. We're asking the team next week if we could play at a neutral site.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, that team needed anything and everything, all the help they could possibly get, because that was a really, really bad team. Like, they lost their first 25 of 26 games. Like, they didn't win that one game to, like, deep in the second season when they won it.
And you would have thought they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think Leroy Selman was on that team.
I believe you are
young
correct.
Leroy
yes.
Selman was yep. on that team. Later on, he was leading the team to an NFC Championship game with Doug Williams.
Almost beat Dallas.
Yeah, yeah.
They
yeah.
almost beat Dallas yeah, that game.
That was a pretty good Bucs team back in those days. That was a fun team to watch, that Bucs team, back in those days. Brian Carroll is, I see he's commenting there on Facebook. He's ready to go. So he will be joining us in this hour, a little bit after Chris Long. Once we talk to Chris and we get the games going with him, which we're looking forward to having Chris Long on and get his picks, that'll be at the bottom of the hour. Remember, if you want to get in on the program, it's really simple. All you do is got to grab that phone. Okay, and dial 786-322-1105. Save it. That way you know it's our text line and you can reach us anytime. And remember, you can send a text anytime you're listening to the podcast. So if you're listening day, night, middle of the night, doesn't matter. Send in the text. You got a question, a concern, you want to correct me on something, whatever it is. I make 8,000 mistakes a show. So it's easy to correct me on the show.
No, it's only 7,999.
All right. Well, I was a little abusive on myself there.